Hello, Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Antosh, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. E. Michael Jones was with us in the last hour of the show to talk about the content of his interview with the Barnes Review. I'll be saying more about that at a later point in the last hour of the show, but now we have Ted Pike on the line. Ted, of course, as many of you know, most of you know, I trust, is the head of the National Prayer Network. Ted is leading the fight against this nefarious hate crime situation that has already passed the U.S. House of Representatives. We have to be concerned that it may pass in the United States Senate. The people that are trying to get it through the U.S. Senate are trying to bring it up in a fashion which would, in their view, virtually force President Bush to sign it. Ted Pike is now on the line to bring us up to speed on where this thing is. Ted, how are you, sir?
Oh, real good. Thanks for having me on, Mark.
Anytime, my friend. Anytime. And what's the latest with this hate crimes deal in the Senate?
Well, I called Senator Gordon Smith's office early Monday morning to check things out, and I was quite astonished by what his aide told me. He said that Senator Harry Reid, who is the Senate Majority Leader, would love to push the federal hate bill through the Senate this week before the recess for the summer. And I was told that although the docket is quite full, if he gets an opportunity, he will certainly take that opportunity. And not only move it through, you see, we've been afraid of this hate bill as an amendment on a big federal arms bill, kind of being on the underbelly of this out of public view. But evidently, they must have their 60 votes because they're very confident, and this aide told me that they're open to the possibility of just marching it forward onto the floor of the Senate and having an up or down vote on its own merits, not as a rider. And what he told me in a word was that they had introduced it as a possible ride as a rider on the arms bill, but that, what he said, was just to kind of get it going in the Senate, and they are ready on a dime to turn and introduce this with virtually no notice to the public or even the members of Congress as a standalone bill. So this is, in my opinion, this is a real alert, a real moment of crisis possibly for the nation and all who love freedom and truth. We've got to get those calls going in literally this morning to the senator from each district in America.
Yes, and as we this to me is highly significant, what you just shared with us, Ted, because again, if in fact they do this not as a rider introduced in the dead of night to an unrelated bill, but if in fact they try to bring this thing to a Senate floor vote on its own merits, standing on its own, that to me, just based on my own limited understanding of how Capitol Hill works, that would be a pretty good sign that the forces pushing this thing are absolutely convinced they've got the 60 votes they need.
Yes, that seems to be the case. This boldness is unnerving because, you know, we have bombarded the Senate and the House ever since January 5th when the hate bill was first introduced by Jackson Lee, and yet if they've still got 60 senators there who have promised to vote for this bill, we're going to have a mighty outpouring of protests coming in this week. Now, the problem is that the new right and even members of Congress thought that this legislation was being postponed till September, that we would have another month or so to continue to educate the public and build up momentum for more calling first week or so of September. But what I'm having to do is make the talk show circuit now and sound the alarm and get people roused up to do some more calling right now. Unfortunately, new right leadership, evangelical leadership and so on, doesn't seem to think that...
We'll be back.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
We're back. This is Mark Antos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. E. Michael Jones of Culture Wars joined me from 8 to 9 a.m. to talk about his new interview with the Barnes Review. That interview is entitled Traditional Catholic Scholar-Author Challenges Judeo-Christian Zionists. You can go to barnesreview.org for more information as to how to be a subscriber to that publication. We're now joined by Ted Pike of the National Prayer Network. Ted is bringing us up to speed on the latest with this hate crimes crisis in the U.S. Senate. Ted, before we continue, how long would you like to be on? You can have the whole last hour of my show, or
why don't I stay on with you for the last hour then?
If that works for you, it definitely works for me. Okay.
There's a lot to say, a lot going on. Time of great danger, really.
Yes. And, you know, what you're warning us about, Ted, I think has a historical and theological context. Dr. E. Michael Jones was saying between 8 and 9 o'clock this morning, and, of course, this information is in his Barnes Review interview, that when the Jews were calling for the release of Barabbas, that in Dr. Jones' judgment, we need to understand that Barabbas was a revolutionary, and that the Jews were not simply calling for the death of Jesus Christ. They were calling for the death of Jesus Christ in the context of a rejection of logos, the Greek word for the word, and they were essentially endorsing not simply the execution of an innocent man, but endorsing the notion that they wanted a political revolutionary released because they did not accept the character of Jesus Christ's kingdom. That then leads, of course, eventually to the replacement of the temple by the synagogue, and it leads to the creation of the Talmud. In your view, Ted, and I know you know a lot about this, a lot more than I do, the Talmud, how does Talmudic Judaism play into what we should understand as the larger context behind the promotion of this hate bill situation?
Well, that's a fascinating question. I think it's a very novel idea by Dr. Jones that even at that time, the Jews and the Jewish leadership were very interested in supporting a revolutionary. And certainly in the next century, Rabbi Akiba, after the destruction of Jerusalem, Rabbi Akiba and other leading Pharisees were very instrumental in promoting the false Messiah, Bar Kochba, who again, in about 119 A.D., attempted to overthrow Roman dominion, and they were utterly crushed by the Romans, and no Jew was allowed to come into Palestine. They were blown to the winds, and certainly most of them went back to the Babylonian and so on. But what the Pharisees did was they usurped the oracle of God to the Jewish people. They said that the Pharisees, through their vast understanding of the Jewish law, the Mosaic law, and their very occult, arcane methods of interpreting that law through numerology and playing word games and all kinds of stuff with the sacred Hebrew text, they claimed that they had a special new revelation called the oral tradition, the Mishnah, or the oral law, and whatever. And when Jesus was on the scene, he collided with this oral tradition, and he said, "Ye, by your traditions, have made the law of God of none effect." And so what there was in Judaism in that time was a very restive discontent with the reigning Gentile powers in the world, which, of course, was Rome at that time. But that discontent continues to run throughout the Talmud and later in another great authoritative five-volume work called the Zohar or the Kabbalah. And especially in the Zohar, we find very specific statements of inevitable dominion of Judaism, the way of the Pharisees over Christianity, over the foolishness of the nations as Israel begins to restore order into a world which has been brought into chaos by the Gentiles and the Christians. And of course, there's a strong racism and hatred of the Gentiles, of the Goyim, or relegating them to the status of beasts all throughout the Zohar, and also especially in the Talmud, a very specific denigration of Jesus Christ, hatred of Christians, very, very clear statements in both of these massive works that Judaism is destined to fulfill its prophetic role to bring in Messiah, bring in order, bring in a respect and a worship of the one true God, not a three gods in one polytheistic idolatry like Christianity. And this brings us to the issue of the hate laws. Now, in the last, since about 1843, a Jewish organization, a fraternal, religious, and a charitable organization called B'nai B'rith International was formed in New York City in 1843, and it was instrumental in helping birth Zionism at the turn of the century. B'nai B'rith has always been the dominant voice of organized world Jewry, as they describe themselves on their website. And the B'nai B'rith, through its lodges in many nations of the world, supposedly brings equality, quality of living, and respect for the human rights of Jews, but it also, through its ADL, or Anti-Defamation League, which was founded in 1913, proposes to end anti-Semitism, which basically means criticism of matters Jewish throughout the world. And in a nutshell, what has happened, especially in about the last 35, 40 years, is that ADL B'nai B'rith, working internationally in about 50 different countries of the world, have been the architects of so-called anti-hate laws, which are laws which ostensibly protect the rights of beleaguered groups like homosexuals and blacks and so on, but really are working to criminalize Christianity and criminalize Christian free speech in public. saying that, for example, Christian criticism of homosexuality, citing the authority of the Holy Scriptures, is actually homophobic. It's actually not only a biased crime, but it's actually hateful and hurtful against these minorities. Now, they're using the homosexuals and all these other minorities as basically cannon fodder, front people. And the homosexuals particularly are extremely erosive of Christian values and civilization. They're using them to batter down the walls of Christian civilization toward one basic goal, and that is to make it a hate crime throughout the world, in the Western nations, but also in the Middle East, to criticize Jews, matters Jewish, or the Jewish religion in Israel. And that is what they're working for. That is the ultimate objective, is to establish a huge hate crimes tribunal in Jerusalem, internationally enforcing hate crimes laws, laws against anti-Semitism particularly, so that those who claim that the Jews killed, had Christ killed 2,000 years ago, will be considered anti-Semitic. They can be deported like Germar Rudolph and Ernst Zundel, not just to Germany under the ADL's German hate laws, but to Jerusalem. And this will be in fulfillment of Christ's very clear predictions that Christians in the latter days will be delivered up to Jerusalem. They'll stand trial there. Basically, they'll stand at trial probably for hate crimes, violations, crimes against the Jewish people, sentenced to death, and undoubtedly to sentenced to prison and undoubtedly to death as well.
So in your judgment, a proper understanding of this hate crimes legislation is the context of anti-Christianity, number one, and number two, that it's a part of a larger program to set up a global New World Order brand of criminal tribunal system based in Jerusalem that will be specifically targeting those who confess that Jesus is Lord, with all of the implications of that statement.
Well, that's right. And just recently, the Knesset in Israel has been debating, I'm not sure whether they've passed it or not, a law in Israel which will criminalize any witnessing not only by Christians, but by Jewish Christians. A Jewish Christian under this law will be be sentenced to 3 years in prison for witnessing to a fellow Jew. Now, there is already the 1978, basically a speech crimes law on the books in Israel, Israel's anti-missionary law. I guess it was passed in December 26, 1977. And in 1977, they mandated 5 years in prison for a Christian who witnesses, a Christian Gentile who witnesses to a Jew and gives him any kind of a, even something like a cup of coffee or a tract, some material inducement to convert. So even in Israel, we're not just talking about Canada or Australia or Holland or whatever. We're talking about in Israel, basically speech crimes laws are already on the books. And they have not been enforced rigorously because the evangelicals who come there by the millions every year as tourists are a cash cow for Israel. And the last thing Israel wants right now is big headlines on the Washington in the Jerusalem Post and the Washington Post that evangelicals are being held for indictment for witnessing to Jews. But these are sleeper laws in Israel. They are a portent of the basic intention of ADL B'nai B'rith International, which spans all the way from Tel Aviv to New York to Ottawa to Sydney and so on. This is a harbinger of a great confederation, an Antichrist hate crimes confederation. And in fact, that confederation is even now being established in Europe, where ADL B'nai B'rith is setting up a 56 nation hate crimes bureaucracy called the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. It's been in existence now for about 5 years. It's had four major international conferences with luminaries like Rudy Giuliani and Colin Powell speaking, advocating hate crimes laws for the nation. Now, what we're facing right now, literally we're facing this morning in Congress, is that the ADL is absolutely determined. They are going to wait no longer. They're going to establish a federal anti-hate bureaucracy in the United States of America, like Canada's eventually taking away free speech. And as I mentioned at the beginning of this program, I got the alarming message, news from Senator Gordon Smith's office through his aide that the Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid would love to push the hate bill through in these last several days of the session of Congress. And so this morning, folks, we've got to call. We've got first thing before you have your breakfast, especially people in the Western time zones, get those calls in to your member of the Senate from your district. Could I give that toll-free number?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we need to call. If you can't do anything else before work this morning, make a call to your member of the Senate. And that toll-free number is 877-851-6437. Again, the toll-free number to your member of the Senate is 877-851-6437. And there is a toll number in case that number is jammed. The toll number to the Senate is 202-225-3121. Again, that's 202-225-3121.
We'll be back with Ted Pike of the National Prayer Network in this discussion of the latest with hate crimes legislation in the U.S. Senate when Mark Dankoff's America returns live from San Antonio on RBN. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SolayWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Back. This is Mark Dantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Ted Pike, head of the National Prayer Network in Oregon. Ted is leading the fight against this nefarious hate crimes legislation that has passed the U.S. House. The libs and the globalists are trying to get it through, and the Zionists are trying to get it through the U.S. Senate. And just to repeat these numbers, Ted Pike is urging us today, as in today, to call our U.S. senators, because there's going to be an attempt to get this thing through the Senate on the fast track. The toll-free number to calling your U.S. senators, again, is 877-851-6437. That's 877-851-6437. If that line is jammed, you can call with the toll at 202-225-3121. That's 202-225-3121 in Washington, D.C. I'll be repeating this throughout the broadcast. You can find Ted Pike and the National Prayer Network at truthtellers.org. That's www.truthtellers.org. Ted, I'd like to share something with the listeners that pertains to you. And it's a way of complimenting you. I've mentioned it before on this show. I'll mention it again, and maybe you can update us with information as to whether or not you've been under recent attack or not. But many years ago in the late 1980s, I was the number two guy on a radio broadcast at KGNW Radio Seattle, a 50,000-watt station, and I was pastoring an independent evangelical Lutheran church in the north part of Seattle. I was also the 36th legislative district chair of the Republican Party in King County. That is the largest state legislative district in all of Washington State, and I was managing almost 200 precinct committee officers for the Republican Party, having no idea of the real context behind all of the things that Ted Pike is now sharing with me, even as we speak. Now, in 1988, I was contacted by the Anti-Defamation League of Ben A. Brith in Seattle. And in that particular situation, the then regional director of the ADL in Seattle, Marvin Stern, asked me to come to a presentation where I would be the only Christian clergyman in Seattle invited. There was another Christian clergyman there who, interestingly enough, went to the same seminary that I did in Chicago, but I was not acquainted with him. He was with a pro-Zionist group called Bridges for Peace. I believe his name was Terry Moore. There was a presentation there being given by Rabbi Yechiel Eckstein of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, a very strong pro-Zionist organization, raises a lot of money for the Zionists, I understand, all these years later. Ted Vanderhoven, who at that time was the head of the so-called International Christian Embassy in Jerusalem, was also present at ADL headquarters in Seattle. He and Eckstein were making the rounds raising money for Israel in the greater Seattle area at that time. Now, in that context, Marvin Stern, the then regional director of the Anti-Defamation League, gave me the copy of a file that was in his possession. And there were some things in that dossier that were deleted, but basically the file dealt with one Ted Pike and the National Prayer Network. All of the regional chiefs of the Anti-Defamation League were in on the contents of that file. That file indicated, Ted, that you were a very dangerous guy. When we come back, I'd like for you to address that
and to talk about any recent attacks that you've suffered as you've been fighting this hate crimes bill in the U.S. Senate. Mark Ankoff will return. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Mark Dan Talks America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are now joined by Ted Pike of the National Prayer Network. Ted is making all of the rounds on all of the talk shows this morning because we need to get back to contacting our U.S. senators to stop this hate crimes bill from getting through the U.S. Senate. Again, those contact numbers are 877-851-6437. 6437. That toll-free number to your U.S. senators is 877-851-6437. If you can't get through, call the toll number, which is 202-225-3121. That's 202-225-3121. You can contact Ted Pike as well at truthtellers.org. Ted, to put this into its proper context, I had said before the break that the ADL, made an approach to me in Seattle, Washington in the late 80s for what I now believe to be a variety of significant and sinister reasons. But they made it a point, their regional director did, to share with me a file on you specifically and on the National Prayer Network. Obviously, they're worried about the kinds of things that you do. And just as obviously, they maintain files on certain people. What are we to make of all of this?
Well, at that time, my book, Israel, Our Duty, Our Dilemma, had been out for about 4 years. And that was quite a trailblazing work. What I was attempting to do there was to bring into context this huge Pharisaic rabbinic conspiracy and bring that to the attention of evangelicals. I was trying to make a bridge to the evangelicals by pointing out that this was all consistent with Jesus' denunciations of the Pharisees. It was consistent with the prophetic description coming from the Old and New Testament of a new world order under the rulership of Babylon the great harlot Israel in the end days. And, of course, the church has been supporting unconditionally Zionism for the last century, but I wanted to point out to them that there was a wealth of documentation, primarily from Jewish sources like the Talmud and the Kabbalah, suggesting that this so-called divinely appointed rendezvous in Palestine during the 20th century, bringing God's chosen people back to Palestine, was really a false and a counterfeit return. Yes, I believe that the Old Testament and New Testament do teach that God will elect and will choose a remnant of Jews out of the great tribulation. They'll look upon him whom their fathers pierced, and they will mourn, and Christ will bring them back under his terms of obedience. Yet I pointed out in this book that Israel today, it was not founded on obedience or even reverence to Jesus Christ, and is therefore a counterfeit return. And anyway, this book was unprecedented in something like 30,000 copies soon were in circulation. And then in 1987, I came out with my video documentary, The Other Israel. And this was a real shocker because nothing like that had ever been made before. And through the American Free Press, I was quickly able to sell about 10,000 copies, and those were circulating all over the world, creating shockwaves. ADL had never seen anything like this, again with this message of bridging over to the evangelicals and telling them that although they might unconditionally love the Jews in Israel, that Jewish activists and Jewish leaders did not reciprocate that love, but were basically anti-Christian and wanting to persecute Christianity. So these shockwaves radiated all throughout the country and even the world, and I was apprised at exactly this time there was a Messianic Jew who was ranting against me on a Christian radio up in Tacoma, and someone called me and said, this guy's going on all afternoon blasting Ted Pike. So I called into that radio station after the program was over, and he informed me that he had also just been down to ADL headquarters, and they had got him all worked up against Ted Pike. And unlike you, he took their bait, and he went on the airwaves excoriating me and vilifying me before tens and thousands of radio listeners in the Washington area. It was at close to that time, a little later, that I was also considered by the ADL in their New York conference as up there with Tom Metzger as one of the two or three very worst enemies to their agenda in the nation at that time.
Well, you know, to put this into its context, Ted, I find the fact that they've got a file on you to be absolutely terrifying, because whatever one thinks of your views one way or the other, and I happen to share your view on hate crimes, I share your view on Zionism, I share your view on the dangers of the ADL and its agenda, so we're on the same page. I didn't understand many of these things 20-some-odd years ago. I feel that I understand more now. However, it is very clear to me, and should be clear to anyone who has heard any of your interviews on either my show or any of the other RBN shows where you appear, that you are a rational, decent, person. You are a law-abiding citizen. You are not a fanatic. You are not a terrorist. You are not a danger to our society. You're simply speaking the truth, in my view, speaking the truth in love. And for that, you have been perceived by this element as some sort of a dangerous international criminal. Now, if they're doing that to Ted Pike and the National Prayer Network, it begs the question as to what they're doing to other people. I found the other day, for example, on the ADL website, that they have a dossier on Hesham Talawi, who is a broadcaster for the Republic Broadcasting Network, and of course who has Current Issues TV. And, you know, Talawi, like yourself, has his perspective, but this is a guy who is simply bringing data into the possession of the public. He's giving it his own analysis. He's interviewing legitimate guests. He is not a threat or a danger to anyone in the context of a Jeffersonian republic, and yet he, too, is being cast in the ADL shadow as some sort of a nefarious guy. How much of this sort of thing has been directed at you in recent years, or is this business from the late 1980s in Washington State largely a thing of the past?
Well, I think it is largely a thing of the past. When the ADL was exposed back in 1988, probably largely as a result of a spotlight expose on that, it was quickly found that I and my father and our National Prayer Network were also on that list in San Francisco. And they had been keeping a list on some 10,000-plus Americans, including right-wingers, Muslims, and so on. And what has happened is that the truth cannot be suppressed forever, and there is a tremendous vacuum which we have been filling and talk radio has been filling. And about 2.5-3 years ago, when Michael Markovich and the Philly 11 were arrested, I fortunately was on quite a bit of talk radio during the previous summer, fighting the federal hate bill at that time. And we were able to lick that hate bill. I got a lot of calls coming in. I was kind of a one-man show, though, of opposing that. Anyway, we got the Republicans to strip it out in conference, and the ADL was so angry that they lashed out through their National Executive Board member, Lynn Abraham, who's the district attorney of Philadelphia. She gave, through the ADL, gave orders to arrest these 11 Christians. And with that, they basically I felt the Lord gave them into my hand, because I had a tremendous position of advantage over ADL at that time. I got on dozens and dozens of talk shows, literally hundreds have been a spinoff of a result of the rest of the Philly 11. And I was on, I don't know, probably 15 or 20, even with Michael Markovich, as I was in a key position to dramatize the Philly 11 scandal and travesty to the whole world. Anyway, the long and the short of the matter is that as a result of getting on alternative talk radio and insisting in every broadcast that I did that I have the right to mention the ADL, describe what they're doing, what they're up to, how they are attempting to take away our freedom of speech like they did in Canada, I feel like I had a pioneering role in alternative talk radio, in taking alternative talk radio over from kind of a mildly sympathetic pro-Zionist point of view over to a very very permissive forum where I could get on there, especially in times of hate bill crisis like we're in right now. I could speak the whole truth to not only the far right, but to many evangelicals who are tuning in. And then with our Truth Tellers website and the blessing of the Internet, I've been able to speak to literally millions over the last 3 years with our bi-weekly, tri-weekly email alerts of crucial cutting-edge information. Now, what's happened is that the ADL has lost a lot of its nerves. It was fined roughly $14 million last year because it called a man down in Colorado anti-Semitic when he was really not. And that really was a whack on the nose of the ADL. And so their glory days when they could just go out and blast me in the newspaper, calling me anti-Semitic and a hater, all that kind of language is largely faded away because I could turn around and sue them. And I could well will win in court because it is manifestly clear that I am not anti-Semitic in the vulgar anti-Semitic sense of believing the Jews are inherently genetically subversive, degenerate, and so on. And in fact, I have an enlightened view which is no different, really no different from the Hebrew prophets, Jesus and John the Baptist. I rebuke evil Jewish leadership for leading the flock of Israel astray. And I do believe very firmly that God still has an unfinished destiny for the Jewish people in a national sense, which will be revealed at his second coming. So I'm a real thorn to the ADL. You might notice that if you've ever been to the ADL website, they will have prominent articles about racialists and so on who they consider kind of straw men that they can gore and they can dramatize, but you'll never find the ADL mentioning Ted Pike on their massive website because they're terrified about what I'm doing. And they know if they begin to mention Ted Pike specifically, thousands, tens of thousands of people will come to truthtellers.org and find out what I'm really all about.
Yeah, and in essence, Ted, I think that this is what is so important about your particular case is that you have demonstrated for the rest of us what is possible.
Yes.
if we are willing in love to be persecuted, if
Yes.
we are willing to be falsely demonized, if we are willing to take some really terrible ad hominem attacks that have no basis in fact whatsoever, and use those things as an opportunity to continue discussing the truth in a way that is biblically, theologically, academically, and politically responsible, that these types of people end up being the losers in the end.
Yes.
Because then eventually more people start comparing what Ted Pike is saying, not only what you're saying, but the way in which you're saying it, and they're going, hey, these people that have been calling this guy these names don't know what they're talking about.
No.
This guy's argumentation is solid, the documentation is there, and he's a very reasonable person. And the fact that the ADL has apparently decided to cease and desist largely in terms of overt attacks against you is an indication that basically you've won. And if you're winning, the rest of us can be hopeful that the causes that you're fighting for are ultimately going to win out, even if it doesn't look like it.
Yeah, well, you know, there was a big conference in Jerusalem just last week on the so-called problem of rising anti-Semitism in the world. Well, it's not really anti-Semitism, most of it. It's just an awareness that the evil Jewish leaders have an agenda to bring hate laws and take away free speech and globalize the world and so on. And what one of the leaders of this conference said, he's a university president, forget exactly which university it was, it's a Jewish university college, he said that there's nothing that we, the Jews, can do about this because it's basically out of control. And you see, it used to be that Ted Pike was looming up as a kind of a solitary figure in the late 80s with my book and video, but now there are literally dozens of people and talk show hosts, dozens of talk show hosts who will field these issues on their programs, will talk about them, will not cut off people, and there's a tremendous volume of at least 500,000 people out there listening to alternative talk radio who now are conversant with these issues. Do you realize that I've had about 118 or 19,000 watchings of my videos just since last April, a year ago April, on Google.com? In fact, if people would like to come to video.google.com, they can watch all four of my major documentaries, including my Hate Law documentary and The Other Israel, which is the most popular of the documentaries. And this truth is going out, and there's really very little they can do to stop it. And what I'm trying to do in a word is to get out the truth. And yes, it may be that the temperature of the American people and people throughout the world will rise in anger, but what I want to do is to preside over that spiritually and intellectually and keep it from being abused to become racistic, to become violent or obscene in any way, but rather to reflect a biblical, a prophetic view that the Jewish people and their leaders, if they go into sin, then John the Baptist, Christ, Jeremiah were free to criticize them for their sin without fear of being called anti-Semitic.
You know, Ted, you're saying something from the evangelical Protestant perspective that dovetails exactly with what Dr. E. Michael Jones was saying from the Catholic traditionalist point of view in his hour on this broadcast today, and that is that we have to make sure that when we testify against the Talmudic revolutionary socialistic Marxist spirit, as we have seen it in these last 20 or 21 centuries, that we have to do so in a way that is responsible, that is biblical, that confesses the truth in love, that avoids racism and violence, and that brings the theological witness to the fore,
yes,
is what is ultimately the most potent way of dealing with this cancer. Because this is, in my view at least, and I'm confident you would affirm this as well with everything that you understand from the scriptures, and I think Dr. Jones would say this too, we are talking about an issue here that epitomizes the fact that as Christians, we are not wrestling with flesh and blood,
no,
but with powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places.
Yes.
And therefore, we need to witness to the truth in this matter in a way where the theological and the biblical informs the political and the cultural.
Absolutely.
We're in the final minutes of our conversation with Ted Pike. When we come back, I'm going to give him an opportunity again to state the contact information that we need to fight hate crimes legislation in the U.S. Senate. This is Mark Danhoff on RBN. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Mark Antos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Tomorrow, Mark Anderson of the American Free Press joins me for 2 hours from 8 to 10 a.m. Central. I'll be on in the first hour of the show doing news analysis. We are in the last, very last portion of our segment with Ted Pike today of the National Prayer Network. You can contact Ted at truthtellers.org. He also has some other contact information to impart to us in the last 2 minutes here. And then I'd like to ask him, Ted, after you state those numbers again where people can call their senators, if in a worst-case scenario this thing should pass, where do you think we're going to be at that juncture?
Yes. Well, one of the things I want people to do is not just call your member of the Senate from your district, but at truthtellers.org we have a couple dozen senators there, about 10 Democrats and about 14 Republicans, who we think are your best bet for possibly changing their minds and bringing them back over to truth and insanity and voting against the hate crimes bill. So be sure to call your senators at these senator at these numbers we've given, but come to truthtellers.org this morning, copy down those 24 names, and spend about 45 minutes calling them. Just tell them, please don't vote for the hate crimes bill. Hate laws have taken away free speech in Canada and in most European countries. Also tell them, let them know that if you find out that your senator has voted for this freedom-stealing legislation, you and your friends will do your best in the next election to see that they don't get elected. And so the numbers there is 877-851-6437 toll and 202-225-3121 is the toll number. Now, what we have to realize is that at any moment, if Harry Reid gets a space in the legislative calendar, he can stick the hate bill in there and move it forward. And so we have got to make those calls this morning. The Senate may end in this session Friday, or it may be brought over till next Monday. Nobody knows exactly. It depends on how much legislation has to be wrapped up. But there's still a very real possibility that the hate crimes bill could go forward on its own merits, not as a rider. Now, this would result in immediately we would become a hate crimes bureaucracy like Canada's, in which bias motivation would become the pretext for federal involvement in local law enforcement. All barriers would be broken down between federal and local law enforcement, ending states' rights in law enforcement, basically creating a police state. And immediately, the federal judges, local judges, would be given the prerogative of adjudicating from the bench, fleshing out the real parameters of hate crimes law in the United States. And of course, these liberal judges would soon say that verbal violence, meaning hate speech coming from the Bible, will become a federal crime.
Ted Pike of the National Prayer Network, I'd like to thank you for being on Mark Antos America today. People can contact Ted at www.truthtellers.org. Call your United States senators today in regard to this hate crime situation. I'll be back tomorrow with Mark Anderson of the American Free Press. This is Mark Antos America signing off live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Would also like to again thank Dr. E. Michael Jones of Culture Wars, discussing Barnes Review interview that dealt with Zionism. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.